The Doctrines. Quote, "Making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye." End quote. Mark 7:13. The faithful and wise servant, or as the Jehovah's Witness have translated it, the faith and discreet slave, Matthew 24, the original belief was that Charles Russell was the chosen slave. The belief was that the stewardship from the other denominations was taken away and given to Russell. Then Russell passed away, so the witness had to adjust their belief system to accommodate new sets of facts. So they came up with the idea that in 1919, Jesus came into power invisibly, of course, and he needed an organization to look after his kingdom to take care of his affairs on earth. And as the legend goes, Jesus carefully examined all of the Christian religions and chose the Watchtower Society. According to the Jehovah Witnesses, the Trinity does not exist and is an evil doctrine that teaches the existence of three gods. Quote, "Never was there a more deceptive doctrine advanced than that of the Trinity," end quote. Reconciliation 19:28. Quote, "Sincere persons who want to know the true God and serve Him find it a bit difficult to love and worship a complicated, freakish-looking, three-headed God," end quote. Let God Be True, 1947. Quote, "Satan is the originator of the Trinity doctrine," end quote. The Trinity is not an official term used in the Bible, but the concept is very simply a spirit-minded person. While God is a spirit, he could not take the punishment for us. He had to become flesh. He then impregnated a woman and wrapped flesh around his spirit. Then once born, he was human with the spirit inside him. And yet, he was still in heaven because as spirit, he was not bound by our laws of physics. When Jesus rose, he left the spirit that was in him here for us. So it is clear that the Jehovah Witness have no spirit in them if they envision a three-headed God. Jesus Christ was Michael, the archangel, before becoming a man. Quote, "The Son of God was known as Michael before he came to earth," end quote. Reasoning from the Scriptures, page 218. There is nowhere in the Bible to support this. Ironically, however, the Seventh-day Adventists believe the same way. Jesus is a God, and lesser than Jehovah God. In the JW version of the Bible, John 1:1 says, quote, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was a God," end quote. Emphasis added. That is, the Word was a powerful God-like one. Clearly, Jesus is not Almighty God. There are so many references to Jesus as God in the New Testament to even comment on this lunacy. Salvation must be earned through works. Again, similar to Seventh-day Adventists, quote, "To get one's name written in the book of life will depend on one's works, whether they are in fulfillment of God's will and approved by His judge and king," end quote. Watchtower, August 15, 1972. Quote, "Not by works, so that no one can boast," end quote. Ephesians 2:8-9, New International Version. There are two classes of Christians, a little flock who are born-again children of God, and the great crowd, or other sheep, who will live in paradise on earth after the destruction of the unbelievers. Only the little flock will go to heaven. Quote, "The Bible shows that only a limited number of persons, a little flock, will go to heaven. The rest of faithful humankind will live on earth as the subjects of these rulers," end quote. Watchtower, February 15, 1984. Study Galatians 3:28. We will be gods when we join Christ in heaven. Quote, "We are begotten of a divine nature. Jehovah is thus our Father. We are divine beings. Hence all such are gods. Now we appear like men, and all die naturally as men. But in the resurrection, we will raise in our true character as gods," end quote. Watchtower, December 1881, 1919. We are not, nor will we ever be gods. We will be a part of God because of His Spirit, but we will always be His children, just like the child of his father will never be his father's father. I think this gets the point across that since the beginning with Russell, the Jehovah Witnesses have been trying to claim their superiority over everyone, including Jesus himself.